spread on that lamb and take that lamb taste away. You know, lamb taste, if you don't get all that tallow off it, it's a nasty taste. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they spread this lamb with that. Mm-hmm.
What would people do to stop bleeding? Did you ever
hear any? Yeah, I would. Could take a cold pack with ice and stop it from bleeding.
Did you ever hear?
Tie it. One in here and one in there, and that stop it.
Do you ever hear of using spider webs to stop bleeding?
Yeah, the old people did. They used to use spider webs and soot.
And soot?
Mm-hmm, to stop bleeding. But it looked like me, I never used it though, you know, for my children and things. I would just take me a cold pack and put on and just hold it this tight like that. And it'll stop bleeding. Just rub a little piece of ice up, put the cold pack on it, mm-hmm. and just hold it right tight, and it'll stop it from bleeding. They ain't never had no serious bleeding. Mm-hmm. And,
the kind of tree that you tap for syrup, you call that?
That's a maple.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Group of growing together for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's beets, sugar beets.
Or some of these maples, a whole group of these maple trees growing together.
Oh, I never have seen a maple tree, sugar maple. Oh, it's two kinds of maples. Some maples you grow in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of trees grow around here?
Well, we did have a patch of maples over this way since they built that brick house. Now, I hadn't seen any because I didn't want me a plant off it. But I don't see any more of them. But most of the trees go around here. Willows, sycamores, and don't many pines grow in here because I planted my pine. Mm-hmm. And this is not a pine wood, you see. Out home is fine, think it's plenty of them grow out there. But this is a kind of a, Alexandria was a big swamp, you know.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Alexandria was a big swamp. And they don't have any pines much here.
Mm-hmm.
What few pines you plant, you see here, they mostly planted.
Was cypress big around here?
No, it's not. A lot of cypress out home around that bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of a bay tree.
Mm-hmm.
Then big old knees go out up in there. They go by that high. That's it. Cypress knees, they call them. People get them and make lamps out of them. It's a pretty lamp. Mm-hmm. Saw one of those knees there and hew it out and put your electric bulb and little wire up in there.
Doesn't it kill the tree though?
I don't know if it'll kill the tree. They grow out from them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come out like a big old root would come out from an oak tree. Mm-hmm. But still, it don't grow up like cypress grows up shaped like that. Just like, that's why they call them knees.
Mm-hmm.
They come out from the tree. But they don't make a tree.
Mm-hmm.
No, they just grow up. And so I don't think it would hurt the tree to cut a cypress knee off. I don't think it would.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
That was a cherry tree.
And a kind of a tree that's sort of a symbol of the South. It's got big white flowers and real shiny green leaves.
Oh, goodness. That tree slipped my mind. What is that? Magnolia.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's a magnolia.
They have those around here?
Not in here, I don't think. Yeah, you can find them old Pineville.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little ravine old Pineville where they grow on that branch.
Mm-hmm.
Those magnolias.